David, we're here at training at the Stade Josie Bartel. What's your thoughts looking into tomorrow night's big game?
Again, looking forward to it. The European run that the players have had, the camaraderie that we've built has been good. We want to add to that. We want to add to the success that we feel as if we've had this season already. Thought we underperformed a little bit, and the players were the first to admit after the game. I think we gave away too many soft balls, sloppy possession at times last week. But I spoke last week, that was coming off basically 4 or 5 days travelling from Bosnia, returning to play. We've had a little bit of a longer break, and I feel as if the players are ready for it.
What's your thoughts on the conditions here, the pitch, the temperature? The stadium generally, the running track around the pitch. What's your thoughts on the conditions that you're going to be faced with this time tomorrow night?
Yeah, again, obviously training at this time tonight gives us an idea what we may face in terms of the conditions and temperature for tomorrow. I think it is to be a little bit hotter tomorrow night, but again, it's probably not going to be anywhere. It certainly won't be anywhere near as hot as what it was in Bosnia. Lithuania was hot. So the players have sort of played in environments before where we understand what we need to be putting into the body before the game. So they'll rest, recover tonight, light session tonight with the squad and the players. And as I say, we had a chat there. We understand where we are in the tie. We understand what we need to do in the tie tomorrow night. And we'll set up in a manner that gives us hopefully the best opportunity and of getting a really big result for the football club.
2-1 down. I mean, the bookies will probably have us not as favourites because of the scoreline, because of the way it's worked. But there's no away goals in Europe now. So there's a belief within the squad that, you know, we can get a 2-0 win here tomorrow.
Yeah, first and foremost, we need to win the game. We understand that. We know that. It was disappointing in the manner that we lost the goals last week. But quickly, you move on quickly. And think of the positives that we've had in the games in Europe this year. So the players are looking forward to it. So they're always in good spirits, to be fair to them. They take the highs in a humble manner, in a humble way, and get on with it. They take the lows, and more often than not, they bounce back, and I'll be expecting the players to bounce back tomorrow night with a positive result.
It's been great to get players back who've been missing in recent weeks. We know there's still a few missing home, Jordan Stewart, Jack Ruddy, Cal McLean. You're starting to get players back.
Yeah, it's always healthy competition when you have a fit and healthy squad. Players have missed European games for various different reasons. We are missing, obviously, the names that you mentioned there. We'll also be missing Jimmy Callagher tomorrow night through injury. Again, Jimmy will need probably maybe 3-4 weeks leading into the start of the season to give himself the best preparation for another tough league campaign for us. So, whoever comes in tomorrow night and plays for Jimmy will have an opportunity again to grab the shirt, go and play well. And more importantly for Linfield and us as a club and the staff and the players to give ourselves an opportunity of progressing through another round of Europe.
And it's a huge prize, isn't it? I mean, if we were to get a 2-0 win, I mean, I'm not talking money here, I'm talking the prize of the prestige of playing at home to the champions of Armenia or Kazakhstan at Windsor Park next week.
Yeah, that's the big prize. And again, we'll let people like yourself and all the money people at the football club worry about what the club. I know there's people in the press speculating how much clubs get and count up every round and whatever else, but certainly us as players and staff, you know, we count up the rounds that you go through and you count up the amount of games now. And I know there's plenty of players in this squad keep adding to their list of European games, which is fantastic. It's a good prize that awaits us, but we understand that yes, we are behind tomorrow night. It's going to be a tough ask, but it's certainly a tough ask that I believe, firmly believe. I always believe in the players and the group of players that we have, the staff that we have here, that we're capable of going and winning the game tomorrow night.
And patience is the key, isn't it? Because, you know, 1-0 would take it the extra time, but the goal doesn't have to come early. It can come late. So, you know, a clean sheet is crucial, you know, but patience is just as important, isn't it?
Yeah, what we don't want to be doing is being out of the tie after half an hour, going chasing gung-ho and sort of believing that this is here for us and going and putting ourselves out of the tie. So we'll hopefully be in the game tomorrow night with good players who will start. We'll have good players hopefully on the bench with the option to basically empty the bench if needed with quality players on the bench. So We'll set up in a manner which gives us the best chance of not only staying in the tie. It would be lovely to go and get a goal. We got an early goal last week, and I don't think we even done and capitalise on our possession in the first half. And we let too many balls go astray at times. But tomorrow night's another opportunity for us to put a stranglehold, hopefully, on the game early. Get ourselves not only in the tie, but in front in the game tomorrow night, and take it from there.
Our opponents are taking this seriously. They rested their players for their first league game, so they're taking this game tomorrow seriously, aren't they?
Again, well, we discussed it leading into the game that they also would feel that playing Linfield would be an opportunity for them to progress like ourselves. And I don't think it's changed. Well, the game had been, you know, you look at the game last week, if it had been 1-0 to us, it would have been terrific, but it still would have been a really big ask for us to come here tomorrow night. If the game had been 1-1, yes, of course, it would have been a disappointing result at the time, was a thought, but losing the game is even more disappointing. But the tie's still very much in the balance, and the players, as I keep saying, the players are ready to go and perform and play.
It's a night for heroes in Europe, isn't it? And you know, it's the European chapter of our history is littered with heroic players, heroic nights, and it's crying out for another one tomorrow night, isn't it?
And hopefully there's somebody here in the squad ready to deliver that. They've certainly got the attributes and the quality to go and do it. We have firm belief in the players that we'll pick tomorrow night in the team. The players on the bench, if we do need to change it, that they can come on and maybe write themselves in a wee bit of history, illustrious history, as you say, Andy, at this football club, not only in European but domestic level. It's littered with footballing legends and footballing goal scorers and big moments throughout the years that Linfield have been going. So it's an opportunity for somebody tomorrow night to go and do that.
A stadium that you know well. You made your international debut in this exact stadium 20 years ago. Scored twice on your international debut. I think it was a 3-1 win, if I remember rightly. Brings back memories, and a 3-1 result here tomorrow night would be just perfect.
Yeah, we'll certainly take that. No, it brings back memories. And again, it was one of them old stadiums, and some of the other countries that you sort of play against. You sort of play at national stadiums, and you sort of forget at times. But I was always sort of... I always sort of remembered the Josie Bartel Stadium in Luxembourg being my debut, scoring, winning. It was also Sammy McElroy's first time in charge of the national team. So it does, I don't think it's changed that much. I think the running track's changed a little bit, and everything else around it seems very, very familiar. Hopefully we get the same result that we got 20, 21 years ago, Andy.
All the very best for tomorrow night, and... let's hope history repeats itself here tomorrow night.
Absolutely,
David.
Andy. Thanks.